Can you tell me about the dances at Amici Club?
Amici Club.
Amici Club.
Yeah, that's a funny name. It means friends, and they had started out with just young couples in a home. There were just two or three couples. Then they had more friends they wanted to invite, so then they rented a hall that was down on Shaver. Then they could invite more people, and then they got to charge so much, but it was very small amount of money, 25 cents for a couple. This was during the Depression, and looking at some of the records, it tells about having them come and set up the food for the intermission when they'd have the dances, and that would be their admission, so they wouldn't have to pay for the admission.
What kind of clothes did people wear to the dances?
Very formal. The ladies wore long dresses, and the men wore suits and ties, and it was very important that you keep them on. They'd keep your jackets on, the men, except when you'd have special dances that were costume ones.
Did kids go to the dances or just grown-ups?
When we were young, when we were young people, we didn't go every time, but we'd go at special occasions when they'd have special dances like Valentine's Day or Halloween. They'd have special costume dances, old-time dances where you dress up in old farmer clothes.
Did you enjoy going to that club?
Oh, you bet.
What were the names of some of the dances? Can you describe them?
My goodness. Well, schottisches and polkas and Virginia reels and waltzes and skaters waltzes. As you finished one dance, so you knew from one dance to the next what was in line. And I always looked for the skaters waltz. I love to do that with my husband.
What's the skater's waltz?
Well, it's instead of facing each other, you stand side by side. And he has his arm around you, and you hold your arm out to the side. And it's just like you're skating. You kind of glide to this side, and then you make a turn and glide to the other side. It's just a nice, smooth, romantic dance. And one thing about doing those dances, I've found out, even this youngest generation, they like the pattern. They're called pattern dances. But I think what they really like the best, especially real young ones, is when we would have intermission. Now, these dance halls were big rooms, and they would put wax on the wood floor so that your feet glided. Well, during intermission, the kids would love to run on those floors, but during the dancing time, you couldn't run. So during intermission, when people would go downstairs to have ice cream or cake or pie, whatever it was, then the kids were free to play upstairs on that floor. And they'd run from one end of it to the other and slide as far as they could slide. Most of the time on their bottoms. They'd take off their shoes and they'd run and slide across there.
What decorations do you remember from the dances?
Oh, for a number of years we did like the Christmas dance, which was a big dance with more decoration then. But in the hall, generally speaking, on the center lights, we'd make crepe paper skirts to cover them so they didn't look just like light fixtures. And then you'd string streamers from those lights over to the corners of the room to make it more festive.
How often would people get together to dance?
They did it twice a month. Through, I think it was June, July and August that they'd take off. They wouldn't have dances in the summertime.
How many people came to the dances?
Well, at times there would be up toward 100 people. And another thing during the war, they would invite service people from the USO group to come out and come to the dances. They would ask for 10 or 12 generally for what they could accommodate. And then quite a few of those young people at different times would then meet people there and go home, have a meal while they were in town. Then they moved on to the IOOF hall up by Jefferson High School. And we were there for years until they had a fire, and then we were away for a couple of 3 years. And then the people by that time, most of the older people had either passed on or couldn't dance anymore. They got smaller and smaller crowds, so they finally disbanded. And then one of my granddaughters, who used to come to the dance because our children and our grandchildren came, she decided she didn't want that to die out. So once a year, she has a party, and she was looking for a hall to have it. And we had tried a couple of places, and then she found the which is now called the North Star, which is where we actually did most of the dancing for the Amici Club. And so now every year, usually in February, because that was the anniversary of when the club started, and she has it, now we're getting a whole new generation, couple of generations of new young people that seem to enjoy doing old-fashioned dancing. And hopefully it'll continue on for a while. Now I've got great-grandchildren that have been through going to the dances, and great-grandchildren. So it's moving along.